USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Delta has made landfall near Creole, Louisiana. The Category 2 storm has 100-mile-per-hour winds and seawater surges. Some areas of Louisiana could get a foot of rain behind the storm. Delta is threatening the same region that just started to recover from Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. This new storm barreled through the Mexican resort areas of Cozumel and Cancun, causing some streets to collapse and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. The second presidential debate has been officially canceled by the nonpartisan commission that organizes them. President Trump rejected plans from the commission on presidential debates to turn the debate originally scheduled for Thursday into a virtual affair. The commission says it will now focus on the final debate scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been allowed to live outside of Minnesota as he awaits his day in court. He's been charged with murdering George Floyd's death. A judge's order made public Friday allowed Chauvin to live in an adjacent state but must keep a cell phone on him. Chauvin was released on a $1 million bond. The conditions of his release were modified due to unspecified safety concerns. White House Press Secretary Kelly McEnany giving an update on her health condition on Fox News.
Feeling great, no symptoms. The hardest part is being isolated from my little 10-month-old, but I'm feeling great.
McEnany says she's one of the blessed ones to have an asymptomatic case of the coronavirus. She tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this week and has been sidelined ever since. McEnany joined the Trump administration in April. She has previously said she would isolate for an indeterminate amount of time. The Dow closed higher by 161 points. The Nasdaq and S&P 500 closed higher as well. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump has signed off on a counteroffer for a coronavirus stimulus package. The details from USA Radio's Dan Araki.
The counteroffer sent to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Friday contains roughly $1.8 trillion in stimulus funds, up from an earlier offer of $1.6 trillion. Speaking to reporters, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said he didn't want to speculate on details in the package as negotiations go on, but believe that the president may get more of what he wants in the final bill.
You know, what you got here is the bid and the offer has narrowed substantially in Wall Street terms. So I would reckon that some of our key asks, namely small business PPP extension, we need some backup on the unemployment assistance, but I think the president approved it. I'm going to guess because it will include the economic assistance direct mail checks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Araki.
Tech giant Microsoft says it will let employees work from home permanently. The Verge reports the company will move to a hybrid workplace to allow for flexibility once its offices reopen. Employees can work from home less than half of their work week or for the entire week with their manager's approval, of course. Microsoft follows Twitter and Square in making the move. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.